Mishnayos, Masech, the Pesachim, we'll start over again, Perek Dalet. We did the first few Mishnayos, we'll move again fast. Mokim Shinogu, Lassas, Melochim, Bavit, Pesachim, Ad Chatzai, Soysim, the Minga Mokim is to do work on Erev Pesach. You're allowed to, Mokim Shinogu, Shinogu, Lassas, Ein Oysim. You're not allowed to. The Machlok is only Ad Chatzai. But after Chatzai, after midday, you're not allowed to do Meloch on Erev Pesach. However, if somebody goes in Mokim Shoysim from a place that they do Meloch, Shoysim, they do Meloch, Erev Pesach before Chatzais, the Mokim you travel to a place, Shainosim, they do not do Melocha there. Ralph, the opposite way, Emi Mokim Shainosim, Mokim Shaisim. Salachar is Nesna, Lukhurm, Yomokim Shiotim, Shom, Lukhurm, Mokim Shalach, Shom. You have to go Lukhurm restrict both ways that you should not do Melocha. The place you left or the place you're going to, do not do work on Erev Pesach, even up until Chatzais, you should also not do. And the Mishnah says, you should not change, not to cause arguments. In other words, if you're going to a place where they do not do work, even though your money gets to do work, you should not do work there in that mokum. Mishnah Beis, Kiyotze by similar, HaMelech Peres Shriyas in Mokum Shekolu L'Mokum Shleikolu. If you take Peres that are grown on Shemitah from a place that there's no more fruits in the fields, so Zaman HaBir, to a place where there is fruits left on the field, so there's no Zaman HaBir, or else the opposite way, M'mokum Shleikolu L'Mokum Shekolu. You left the place that there were fruits in the field for the animals. It was not a chiyuv beer, and you go into a place now shekolu. So locher is chayv levoyer. Where you are now, you have to go to chumra both ways, and you have to take out the pears you have and be mafka them. The Abuda says, "Aymulah, no, you have right to say to the people in the place you are right now, save avelecho afatz. You could also go and bring it pears from the place that I come. Now here you go to kulav, and since the place you brought the pears from and that mokim was not kolu." Even though you bring it now to Mokum where it is Kolu, you would not have to be made to them. You're not Mechuyev and Beer yet. Mishnah Gimel. Mokum Shnog Limchabe Madakala Goyim Mechum. If the Minig Mokum is to sell small animals, meaning like goats and sheep, you're allowed to sell. Mokum Shnog Limchabe Madakala Goyim. The Minig is not to do business and sell them to the Goyim Mishnah, because the Xer may become to sell big ones. Over home Mokum at every place, Mechum and Bamigash, now let us sell big animals. Because they're selling big animals as the Xerah, you may sell it to him right before Shabbos, and he'll want to try it out first, and he's going to try and use it and do work with it on Shabbos, and he'll be over the Yisra Shvises Bemto. Now, Sayochim, Agolim, Yimachim, even small calves or small donkeys, also is B'chal the Sisra, Shleimim, whether they're complete or Shrum, whether they're broken old feet or so, still you have the Yisra, you can't do business with this to Goyim. If you have Yudah Matib, sure you don't know if the animal has a broken leg, there's no Xerim. It's mutter to sell to a guy because he's not going to do malacha with it. Then Mesera Mata, the Sus of Mesera says, if you sell a horse, you're allowed to sell it to a guy because we're not afraid to come to do malacha with it. Because the malacha you do on horses, you ride a horse, and there's not a nisri to ride, there's no nisri to rabbonim, and therefore we don't make the gzeira because chai nisri satsumai, we do not make this gzeira. Mishnah Dalet. Mokim shinogu lechot slib leopsochim oichlin. The minigis teat roasted meat. On the night of Pesach, you're allowed to. Mokim shnogus ralechov of the minigiz not eat roasted meat, like our minigiz not eat roasted meat on the night of the by the Seder, is enoch, you're not supposed to eat it. And the more says everybody agrees, you're not supposed to buy meat before Pesach and say this should be le Pesach, because it looks like you'd be makdishit l'shem mekorban Pesach. Now, mokim shnogus ralechov as a ner b'lil yom kippur, if the minigiz to light neris in your house, on the night of Yom Kippur, like we have our minig, so matlikim, you're allowed to light and make a brocha. But mokim shenogu shleilatik, if the minig is in your place not to light, so in the din of day matlikim, you're not supposed to light and you do not make a brocha. Since there's no mitzvah tid on Yom Kippur, there's no einig Yom Kippur, therefore we do not have to light neris. Now they say the time is not to have tashma shamitam, therefore it should be dark. O madlikin botik nesiyas abotam, just be glad to leave light on for the covered Yom Kippur, in the botik and yisias, the botik midrashos, in the shuls, in the base we learn, or in the voice of filim on the dark alleyways, the agav yechel and bayechel is a tzarech, then you could leave the light on from before Yom Kippur, the tzarech, these people that need the light. Whereas this sword be, it's only yosa to light in a place where man and wife live together, because then if they see them there, we're afraid they may come to have tashmish together. Mishnehei. Mokim shnogu lasais melocha b'tisha b'av oisin. If the minig where you are is that they do work on Tisha B'av, then you're allowed to. But mokim shnogu shnogu lasais melocha, if the minig of your place is where you live, they do not do work on Tisha B'Av. Ein oisin shenatu melacha. Uvachom makom at every place, Talmidei Chacham b'teilum, if you're Talmid Chacham, you should be bottom as you should not do melacha. It's not nice to do melacha on Tisha B'Av. You should not take your mind away from thinking about the Avelis of Yerushalayim. Hemishimim Megamliel Oimer, Lierlem Yasod Dematzvah Talmachacham. A person has the right to make himself a Talmachacham. It's not a question, he's looking like a big shot. Chacham and Chacham say, the Yehudu Oisin Melacha, B'yarvei Pesach Amat Chatzais. The Chum said that in the place Yehuda, he used to do Melacha on Erev Pesach Ad Chatzais. That was the meaning of Yehuda. Uva'golub in the city Golul, L'hoi Oisin Kalika, they did not do Melacha at all. Like the whole day of Erev Pesach in Golul is also to do Melacha. What about the halayla, the night of Bedikas Chometz going into Erev Pesach? What about the night time? The Isham my Oisim, Isham Yozak in Golul, but the Yotze to do Melacha there. Well, they still matir and not in Eitzacham Hill. They still says no. Even in Golul, the minig was only not to do Melacha on the day of Erev Pesach, but not the night going in. The night of Bedikas Chometz, you would be allowed to do Melacha. Mishnevov, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Kol melacha sheyischu ba kodem liyarba, any type of work that you started to build something before Erev Pesach, then the melacha is goymer biyarba, you're not to finish doing it up until chatzos if the minig is on Erev Pesach. Avol lo yaschu boy, but any place you're not allowed to start doing a melacha on Erev Pesach, the yarba. Afal pi sheyochu legomer, even though you could finish it before Pesach, still since you did not start it before Pesach, you should not first start doing this work on Erev Pesach. Vachomer and the Chum say, Shalosh Umnis, there are three type of professionals that Oisin Melacha B'Erev Pesach, and they're allowed to do work on Erev Pesach at Chatzos, up until Chatzos. Because even though they did not start yet, they can start now. The Elohim, these are his three people, Achayotim, a tailor, since he's doing it for the people that need to start Yom Tev, it's Mutter. Hasaporim, the bar business, to give an haircut for people that need a tzarech yomtiv. The Yakovsim and the cleaners, since they have to wash the clothing and cover yomtiv, they're allowed to work any place on Erev Pesach up to Chatzos. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, after a sign of people that work with skin, as they make shoes, they could also work on Erev Pesach ad Chatzos. Yer Mishnah Zayin, Moishivin Shoivchin Latanagolim. You let to return the eggs under a chicken, under a hen, to warm up on Erev Pesach. So Rashi learns Pshat over here. So Shevcha means you let to be mitzvah to put the beitzim again on top of the tevin, on top of the straw, so that the mother should come and sit on it to warm it up. For Tanagolish Shabocha, let's say a hen that ran away, went away from its eggs. Is Machzir when Islam come, you let her return it, bring it back to its place. So Morris says, if you let her bring the eggs there in the first place, so for sure you let her return the mother. So the Gemara explains, this even goes on Chol HaMoed, that V'tanagol HaShabarcha, Machzir when Islam come, means even on Chol HaMoed, you let her turn the Tanagolis that ran away. But on Chol HaMoed, you are not allowed to bring the eggs towards it. That's only mutter on Erev Pesach. In other words, Erev Pesach, Yudalid, has a kulud more lenient than the avoiders of Chol HaMoed. Then the Mishnah says, V'yimesa, let's say the mother dies, Moishiv and Acheres Tachter, you let her bring another hen to sit on the eggs instead of the first mother. That's also mutter to do on Erev Pesach. And some say this is even mutu on Chol HaMoed also. Now, gorfin mitachas ragle behemo v'yarbosa. You're allowed to clean out. Gorfin means clean out the dirt in, let's say, the stall where you have the animals. So you're allowed to clean out the dirt there from the feet of the animals on Erev Pesach. Uva moed, what about on Chol HaMoed? Then only misalkon its dodim. You can't really clean it out, take it out of the stall, but in the stall itself, you're allowed to move it to the sides. That's called Mesalkin, that's starting to move it to the sides. Molichin or Mevin Kenner Beis Uman, you're allowed to take your clothing to the Beis Uman, means let's say to a tailor or to a cleaner, and who are then bring them back. Afal P. Shayna Matrachamod, even though it's not for the purpose of Yom Tov. Now, as we're talking about now again on Erev Pesach, Yud Dalid. So on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to take your clothing to the tailors. We're allowed to pick them up, even though you don't plan to use them for Chol Yom Tov. But since you're doing this like before Yom Tov, not Chol Hamoed, you're doing this on Erev Pesach, this is Muta. Mishnah Ches. Shisha Dvorim, six things, also Anshei Rikhoi. The people of Richa did, how Shloisha Michu Biyodim, on three of these things, the Chachamim made a protest, told them not to do it. V'yar Shloisha Lemichu Biyodim, three of them, the Rabbanim did not make a protest. V'yelu Hain, Shloimichu Biyodim, these are the three things, the Chachamim did not make a protest. That Markivin Dekolim Kolayim, that they were grafting trees the whole day of Pesach, they were grafting palm trees. Because that was a zman to graft them, and it otherwise would be a zman ovud. So they were mut, they were matter to graft one on another. So Mashmud Rabbon and Lachil will tell you not to do it. Just they were not mercha, they did not stop them. And the second thing was the korchin and shema, used to like wrap shema together. And the Gemara explains, one man the Yomah says that they did not say Baruch Hashem Kvam Chutav Oram Boed. Rav Zomina said they did not stop in between Shema Yisrael and V'yahavta. They did not make a hefsek that we were supposed to stop a little bit. I guess you say Shema Hashem Echod, that's Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim. Then you're supposed to stop a little bit until you say V'yahavta, the next mitzvah, to love Hashem. So they wrapped it together. So therefore it's not nice, but the Chum did not stop them. And the third thing was the Koitzrin V'goitzrin of Ne'omer, that used to cut down the wheat from the Heiminim, cut it down and goitzrin, make piles, even before the Omer was brought, before the second day of Pesach, which Chacham did not want you to do this, because it's exer, you may come to eat it. It's Chodesh right now, and we're afraid you may come to eat it. So the actual cutting down, the Gemara says, that was Mutah, because this isn't a place, Yericho, where they do not bring it for the Korban Omer. So if you're allowed to cut it down, just the goitzrin, the putting it together, that's what the Chacham did not like. But, the Chacham did not protest to make them stop. But these three things, Shemichu B'yom Nechom did make a protest to make them stop. And that is, Matirin Gamzuyis Shilhegdish. They were Mata, they said it's permissible to use the shoots that grows, or branches that grows off from a stuff, from a tree of Hegdish. Like first the father was Makdish, gave the tree over to Hegdish. And then they used to cut down the top branches and used to grow over again. And the new branches that grew up, they said it was Mutah. So that the Chomim was Meicha, because we hold Geduli Hegdish is Kodesh. Secondly, the Oichlin Mitachas HaNeshorim B'Shabbos. Paris that fell off the tree, underneath the tree, they were matatitas on Shabbos. And we hold this Nis of Muksa, that since the Paris were on the tree at the beginning of Shabbos, it's Muksa, you're not allowed to eat it. So if we have the Chomim were Meicha, tell them, it's us, you're not allowed to eat these Paris. And third, V'noisnin peya layorik, they used to leave over peya on a field that was growing vegetables, and really you potter from peya, because peya, one of the tnaim of peya, there has to be a dover hamiskayim that stays a long time. Vegetables get rotten, do not stay a long time, so therefore you potter from peya, you don't have to give peya on yorik, and they used to leave over perik, let the onion take it, and therefore micho b'yodachom necham o'meicha protested here, because the problem was, they were giving it for pay, and by pay you don't have to take off Truma Samaisris. So they're letting their Aniyim eat this without taking off Truma Samaisris, and that's an Avera. Therefore the Chum will Meicha to say, you have to, there's no Chiv Peya, and therefore before anybody eats from these, you'll have to first take off Truma Samaisris. You're up to Mishnah Tes. Says, Shisha Dvorim, there were six things. Also Chizkiyo HaMelech did six things. Al Shloish HaYduloi, on three of them the Chum agreed to what he did. V'yar Shloish HaVid, on three of them Lo HaYduloi, they did not agree to what he did. Now, Gerer Atzmois Oviv, he dragged along the bones of his father. Al Mita Shechavolim, upon a bed, made out of strings. V'hoidloi, and the Chum agreed to this. In other words, he was Mavazo, he gave disgrace to his father. The Gemara explains, because his father was a Rosha, and he did this in order that his father should have a kapara because of this. And Mashmah the Chum agreed to what he did.
Then the next thing was Kites Nechash HaNechashis. He crushed the type of a serpent that was made, the Nechash HaNechashis.
And this was the scorpion that Moshe Rabbeinu made b'shas tamakeh then to save them. But afterwards, Klai Yisrael used it like to be worshipped for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, he went and destroyed it. And V'hoidlo Techom agreed him. And third was Gona Sefer Refuas. It used to be a special Sefer for Refuas. I mean, somebody would be sick, they would look at the medicine book, and they would just take that medicine and healed up. And because of that, people did not like have Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was there, therefore V'hoidlo Techom also agreed that he was gone as he hid. He put it out of communication, the Sefer Refuas, the Sefer of the medicine. Now, Shloisha, and three things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did, was Loi Hoidlo, the Chum did not agree to him. And that was Kitzeitz Delosso Shel Heichel. One thing was he took off the doors of the Beis Hamikdash of the Heichel, the Shigwa and the Melech Asher, and he sent it to the Melech Asher, to the King of Asher. Because at that time, the Apostle says, he gave it, and he did this because these doors were covered up with gold, and he did it, gave it to Melech Asher in order to appease him, that maybe he should not come to Avmacham against Yerushalayim. But if Lohayda Lacham did not agree, he should have Bitochen Hashem and not go to give off the doors of the Beis Hamikdash to Melech Asher. Secondly, Sosa Megichon Elyon, he clogged up this river Megichon Elyon, the top one. And again, Wahidlach Chum did not agree to him. There is in order the water should not flow to the army of Asher. And that's why he closed up this top of stream. And Wahidlach, because again, you should not be talking in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the third one was Iber Nisan Benisan. He once made an Iber Yor. He made an extra month to the year, even though they already made Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Wahidlach Chum did not agree to him. Because Allah is, you could only make an Ibiyor before you make Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I mean, in the middle of Adar, Rishon, you see there's a need to make another month in that year, you're allowed to join Adar Rishon to be Mabra and make another Adar Sheni. But once you already made Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have no right to be Mabra to make the year, to make an extra month into the year. So on this, Lahud Lachom did not agree to what he did. Perek Chamishi, Mishnalef, Tomid Nishchat Bishmoina Umechza. The Korban HaTomid of Ben Rabbayim in the afternoon. We know there are two Korban Tomids brought every day, one in the morning, growing throughout the first 4 hours of the day. That's the Zman Shachris. And then there's one that's brought in the afternoon. It could be brought anywhere from Chatzai Sayyim, which means after 6.5 hours of the day pass by, until Shkia time. But when was the time they actually brought it? So the Mishnah says, Tom and the Shkita was done b'shmoino mechza, on the eighth and a half hour of the day, which means 2:30 in the afternoon. The Korev, when was it burnt? The Korev, b'teisha omechza, in the 9.5 hour of the day, means at 3:30. In other words, it took 1 hour to bring the carbon. So they started on the 8.5 hour of the day, and they finish by the 9.5 hour of the day. That's where they did it throughout the whole year. However, b'arvei Pesach, what about on erev Pesach? Then nishchat b'shev machta. They used to make the shchit in the 7.5 hour of the day, means at 1:30 in the afternoon. The carbon, they would bring it. Bishmeina Omechta would finish bringing it by 2:30 in the afternoon. Why? Because you had to bring the Korban to Pesach after the Tomid Shabbein Abayim. So therefore they made it a little bit earlier in order you should have enough time to bring the Korban Pesach. Whereas the rest of the year, it's the opposite way. The rest of the year, you're not allowed to bring any Korban after the Tomid Shabbein Abayim. So even though you could really bring the Tomid to make the Shechita by 12:30, but they did not do it that early in order that if people still wanted to bring Kabbonis, they could still bring it. Because once you bring the Tomid Shabbein Abayim, you're not allowed to bring any other Kabbonis after that. Only the Korban Pesach comes after the Tomid Shabbein Abayim. So therefore, on Erev Pesach, in order to give time to bring the other Korban Pesach after the Tomid, He used to bring the Korban HaTom an hour earlier than usual. Now, Bein Bachil Bein B'Shabbos, where the Erev Pesach came out on the weekday, or where the Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, they have the same halacha. What's going to be the Chol Erev Pesach Lias Derev Shabbos? Let's say Erev Pesach comes out on Friday. So now, Nishchat B'Sheshu Machza, now they brought the Tomid Shoben Abayim in the earliest possible, which was at 6 and a half hours of the day, which means at 12:30, the Korv, and they finished bringing it, B'Sheva Machza, by 1:30. The Pesach Achra of the Pesach was brought after this. What's the reason for this? Why didn't make it even earlier? Because when Erev Pesach comes out on Friday, so now they even had to roast the Korban Pesach before Shabbos. Usually, you could just make the Shechita and the Akrova on Erev Pesach, and the roasting of the meat you could do at night time. By the Seder, you could do it on Pesach by night. It's Yom Tov, you let a cook on Yom Tov. However, here, where the first day Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to roast the Korban Pesach. So they had to roast the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Therefore, they tried to bring the Tomid Shoben Abayim the earliest possible, in order there'll be plenty of time to bring the Korban HaPesach afterwards, and also have time to roast it before Shabbos. Mishnah Beis HaPesach Sheshochatoi Shelo L'Shmoi. Let's say the one that made the Shechita of the Korban HaPesach at the right time, but he shechted Shelo L'Shmoi, in order instead of shechting it for the sake of a Korban Pesach, he shechted for the Shem Shlomim, let's say, or for another Korban. Or else, let's say, the Kibel, the Hilech, the Zorach, Shlo L'Shmoi. Or else, B'Shas, the Kabbalah Saddam. In other words, there are four Avodah you do with the Korban, that if you have the wrong Machshava, it could pass on the Korban. One is B'Shas Shechita. Second is B'Shas Kabbalah, when the Kohen has to receive the Dam in the Kli. Then the avoid of carrying the dam, walking with it, from the Mokum Mashchitna until the Mizbech, and then the Zorak Peshash to make the Zrika. Now these last three avoidas have to be done with the Kayin. The first one, Shchita, could even be done with the Zar. The Mishnah says, let's say you made a Kabbalah or a Hilach for Zorak Shvel Lishmoi, so the Korban is possible. Or else, oi, let's say Lishmoi, Vishla Lishmoi, you had both Machshavas. You had a machshava to do with Lishmo, Lishem, Korban Pesach, but you also had the machshava of Shasti Avoid to do with Shalai Lishmoi for Shem Shlomim. Or else, Oi Shalai Lishmoi, first you had a mind to do this either Shechita, Zrika, Kabbalah, Shalai Lishmoi, and then you had Lishmoi, you had a mind to do with Lishmoi, the Korban, Shem, Korban Pesach. In all these cases, possible. The Korban Pesach is possible. And the Gemara Dash and Sukkim, how we learn out that a Korban Pesach, if you make one of these avoidas, shaloi l'shmoi, l'shem, another Korban, that the Korban is pasul. Then the Mishnah explains, Kate said, what's an example, what's the case of l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi, that you had both the machshavas to do with l'shem Korban Pesach and l'shem something else? That means l'shem Pesach, l'shem shlomim, v'shas t'shchit, you had a mind to shechtus l'shem a Korban Pesach and l'shem a Korban shlomim. Or else, Shalai Lishmoi, Lishmoi, what's that case? First you had in mind Lishem Shlomim, and then you had in mind Lishem Pesach. But in both cases, the Korban is possible. Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be Shchotoi, Shalai Li Oichlov, Vishalai Lemnuyav? You shechted the Korban, and you had in mind that to give it to people, Shalai Lechlov, they cannot eat it. Let's say an older person or a sick person. Or else, b'shler lemluyav, you shechted the korban for a person that was not accounted by for this korban. Like we know the locher is, the people that plant heat from the korban, they have to be part of it, like menuyav, mean accounted for it beforehand. They had to buy this korban b'shutfis. So b'shas you buy it, b'shas you make the shechita, you have to know exactly who are the owners, who this korban is for, owned by. And if you shecht l'shem somebody else, the korban is possible. Or else, la reilum, let's say you shechted this korban, almanach that an oral, it should be for an oral. An oral means someone does not have a bris milah. Or else, le tameyim, you shechted the korban pesach for a person that's tameh, they cannot eat from the korban should be meant for him. So in all these cases, possible, the korban is possible, since they're not fit to eat from the korban, and the yikra, the korban pesach, is lochel, to be able to eat it, so if you shechted it amanah for somebody that cannot eat, or was not appointed on this korban, or the person was an oral, he didn't have a bris immediately, cannot eat from the korban, or else he's tamei, and all these cases, possible, the korban is possible. That's called the machshava psulam b'shas shchita. What's going to be, if you had a mind b'shas shchita, lo'ichlo b'shler lo'ichlo, if you have a mind that you shecht in this korban for a few people, and some of them are healthy, they could eat, and some cannot, or else l'mnuyav b'shler l'mnuyav, you have a mind for 10 people, 5 of them were appointed on this korban beforehand, and 5 were not, or else l'mulim v'larelim, you have a mind for 10 people, 5 of them have a bris milah, and 5 of them do not. Here, again, 5 are tamei and 5 are tor. Here, the locher is kosher. As long as you made the shechita with the machshava that somebody that's fit to eat from it should eat from it, even though you had in mind other people also, here it's kosher. This is not like lishmoy in shloy, lishmoy that's possible, but rather here it remains kosher. I think more adashim is looking for this. What's going to be shchotay koidim chatzois? You shecht your korban pesach before chatzai sayyim. So possible, the korban is possible. That's not the right time. You can't shecht it before chatzai. Mishum shenim, because the pasuk says bein harabayim. You have to shecht it in between the arbayim, which means in between chatzai and shkia. What's going to be shchot koidim latamid? Let's say you shecht the korban pesach at the right time. After Chatzai Sayyim, you shechted the Korban Pesach, but they did not bring the Korban Atom and Shabbat Abayim yet, still, but the Evid is kosher. Or Bavad, but providing She'od de Memoris Bedome, if you did shecht the Korban Pesach first, so you have to make the Kabbalah Saddam right away, when the blood comes out from the neck of the animal, you have, the Kain has to be there to receive the blood in a Kli, but now you should not continue on to make this Rikas Adam. But rather let somebody stay there and stir up the blood. It should not jello up. It should not be fit to make a zrika with it anymore. Achizorika tomet, and then fast go bring the korban atomet shabena by him first and make the zrika on that, and then go and make the zrika on the korban apesach. But v'im nizrak, let's say not only did you shech the korban pesach first, but you also made the zrika sadam, even put the dam on the Mizbeach before you brought the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, still the Lachar is kosher, but the Eved, the Korban Pesach is kosher. As long as the Korban Pesach will have the Shechita done after Chatzai Sayyim, the Korban is still kosher. And some say it's Lavdaf after Chatzai, so it has to be a half an hour after that also. It has to be like 12:30 is the earliest time you can make the Shechita on the Korban Pesach. Mishnah Dalet. Let's say you shechted the Korban Pesach the right time of Pesach, the shame Korban Pesach, but you had some chametz, you own chametz, b'shash to shechit the Korban Pesach, you still have some chametz in your rishus. We're talking about the shechit having in his rishus, or one of the bnei chabura, one of the people that were appointed upon this korban, had some chametz in his rishus. So locher is oivah b'leis, I say. That person is over love, but the pasuk says in Shemois, Leishishchat al chametz dam zivchi. So it means the korban. It means the korban pesach in our shecht if you have chametz. Rabbi Yudah says af hatomit. Not only the shecht the korban of pesach are over love, but even the shecht the tomit shorben abayim. If you shecht it after chatzaisiyim whenever pesach, that is love already by roll by motzei. You're not allowed to have chametz in your rishus. So if you have chametz in your rishus, not only are you over the lava, but you're over by motzei, but you're also over the special lava of leishishchat achametz dam zivchi. So you just said not only the korban atomid, not only the korban of pesach, but even the tomid shabena by motzei, you're over this lava. Rabbi Shimon says like this: Rabbi Shimon Oimer ha pesach b'yarbosel l'shemoy chayiv. If you shech the korban pesach at the right time in the erev pesach, and you shechted l'shemoy l'shem korban pesach, so really it's a kosher korban. Now the shechita is called the shechita rui, it's a good shechita. If you have chametz in your rishus, you roll with this lav. But for shloi l'shemoi, let's say you sech the yishech the korban pesach l'shem shlomim, so the korban is posel, then the locher is potter, you're not over this lav of l'sishchat. You're only over the lav of l'sishchat if the shechita, the korban, is a kosher korban. That's what Shimon says, but v'shar kol hazochim, if you shecht any other kabonis now on Erev Pesach, he holds bein lishmon bein shlo lishmon potter. Even if you shecht, let's say, a korban chatis l'shem chatis, that's a kosher korban, still you potter from the lav. He holds the lav is only on the korban Pesach. You can't shecht the korban Pesach bizman the korban Pesach. On Erev Pesach, you're only over the lav if you have chametz on the Korban Pesach, but you're not over the lav if you have chametz if you shecht other kabonis. That's only during Erev Pesach, the zman of to bring the Korban Pesach. But what's going to be of Amoyed? It passed already Erev Pesach. It's on Yom Tov of Pesach now. And you shecht other kabonis then, and you still have chametz in your shus. So of Amoyed, then the loch is like this, Lishmoy. If you shecht the Korban Pesach, L'shem Korban Pesach Yipoter. Let's say you did not bring the Korban on Erev Pesach. So locher is now, it's not aimed for Korban Pesach anymore. And therefore, if you shecht L'shem Korban Pesach, it's possible. It's not aimed for Korban Pesach now. Therefore, Yipoter from the lav of L'sishchat, since the Korban is possible. But what's going to be if you shecht this Korban Pesach on Pesach, you did not bring it on Erev Pesach, you still have it around, and you shecht it now, the first day Yom Tov, Shaloi l'shmoi, you have in mind that it should not be a Korban Pesach, but rather it should be a Shlomim, and that's the loch, it's kosher for Shlomim, then Chayiv, then you're over this lav of shechting a Korban when you have chametz in your Rishus. What's going to be v'shar kol hazochim, any other Korban that you bring during the Yom Tov of Pesach, then l'shmon, when you shecht that Korban l'shmon l'shem a Korban Eilu, let's say, or l'shem a Korban Shlomim, Bein Shlom Lishmon, whether you shech the Shlom of Lishem a different Korban, still Chayiv. The locher is, you owe with this lav not to shech the other Korbanos during Pesach when you have Chametz. Chutz excluding, Menachatis, Sheshachot Ashlel Lishmo, if you bring a Korban Chatis during the Yontov of Pesach, there the locher is, if you shech the Korban Chatis, Shlel Lishmo, the Korban is possible. That's the first mission in Zvachim.
All right, turn over, we'll continue.
Yeah, this is the first mission in Zvachim that says that even though by other Kabbalists, if you shech the Shlel Lishmo, the Korban is kosher, but by Chattis it's possible. So therefore, if you shech the Chattis in the middle of Pesach, Shalom l'shmoi, since the Korban is posel, you will not be over the slav of l'sishchat ha-chametz, even though you have chametz in your shus, you will not be over the slav, since it's called the shechita she'ena ruya. Mishnah Hei, ha-pesach nishchot b'shalosh kitas. On Erev Pesach, at the right time, you're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach with three different groups. Three different groups go into the Azor, or go into the Beis HaMikdash, one after another. Shnema, the pasuk says in Shemais, "Veshochatu oisai kol kahal adas Yisrael." No klai Yisrael should shecht the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, but it says loshen of kahal, which means one group, and it says ve'edo, that's another group, and then ve'yisur, that's a third group. And the Gemara is mesupik whether it means you have to have 30 people at least at one time. There's a three, doesn't it mean three separate times? It means altogether to have 30. Or else it means to have a three different times, each time 10, 10, 10. So from an asafik, we have at least 30 the first time. And then it's enough the next time to have a new 10 come in each time. So you could see, you have to have, push the Mishnah means though, three different groups coming into the Beis HaMikdash. Now it says, Nichnaso Kasa Rishoyna. The first group of people come into Shecht the Korban Pesach. What happened was, Nismale Sazor, when the whole Azor was filled up with Eden. Nolu, then the doors were closed. It's a Machlekes Negemar, whether it was closed by itself through a nace, or whether somebody was there to close the door. But it says, No'alu da'asos azor, then the doors were closed. Toku, they blew the shofar, hariyu, they made a tkiya, trua, v'sok with another trua. Hakanam oimdim, the kanam was standing there, shuru shuru, the kanam was standing there in lines. Over yadayim and in the hands, bozichai kesav, bozichai zov, they have cups of silver and cups of gold that they were makabel the dam from the Korban Pesach, and they passed it along to be able to make this rikur on the Mizbeach. Now, shura line, shakula kesav kesav, one line of kanam only held dealt with the silver cups. The shura shakula zov zov, and the second line dealt with all the cups made from gold. Shlohoyim aravni did not want the cups to get mixed up, therefore they had separate lines. Shlohoyu la bezichim shalayim, these cups did not have a base to it. Why? Because otherwise we're afraid, shema yanichom v'ikwa shadom, maybe you put the cup down and you go away, and in the meantime the dam may jello up and it won't become fit to make a zrika. Therefore, they made sure that all these bezichim did not have shalem, did not have a floor, a base to it, that you cannot be able to put it down. Now, Mishnah Vov, Shochat Yisrael, the Yisrael made the Shritom, the Kibbalah Kohen, then the Kohen made the Kabbalah Saddam, because from Kabbalah onwards you have to have a Kohen. Now, Noisnu Lechaveru, one Kohen handed to his friend, the Chaveru Lechaveru, and this friend handed to his other friend. On the Kabbal es Hamole, what they did was the Kohen next to him used to receive the Kli, this cup that was full of blood. On Machzor es Harekin, and then if he returned back to him, the other one that had the empty one. And the Mor says he used to receive the Mole first, and then return the empty one. Kohen HaKorav Eitzel Mizbeach, the Kohen that was the closest towards the Mizbeach, Zorkoi, he would throw the dam, be Zorik the dam, Zrika achas kenegar yisoid. He would make like over Korban Pesach. You have to have one zrika. Would be one zrika kenegar yisoid on the side that had the foundation of the zbeach on that side. And the zrika was done from the bozach, from this cup itself. That the Korban Pesach was not toyin matan dam the etzba. The Kohen did not have to put his fingers into the blood and sprinkle it. That was only for a chatis. But here was enough, the Kohen held the Kli and spritzed from the Kli the dam onto the Mizbeach. And that's what Mishnah says was done on the side that had the Yisoid there, because on the side of the Mizbeach, underneath it, like the foundation, was not sticking out by all sides of it. But rather, it was sticking out by the west side and by the north side. And by the Marav side, used to go in one amma towards the south side of it. And the same thing on the north side also, that the amma on the side of the Mizrach also. So therefore, not all sides of the Mizbeach had a Yisoid sticking out. So therefore, the Mishnah says you can only make the Zrik on the side that has the Yisoid, the foundation sticking out there. Mishnah Zayin, Yotzeso Kas Rishoin, after the first Kas finished their Avodah, after they finished bringing the Korban Pesach, so they left the Azara, and then V'nichnas Kashni, and then the second group of Yidin came in with their Korban Pesach. Yotzos Shni, when the second ones got finished, they left. Nichnas Shlisha, then the third group came in. K'maisa Rishoyna, Kach Maisa Shni, the same way the first one did the Avodah, that's the same way the second one did it also. Now V'hashlishis, and the same way the third one also. Now, Korah Sahalel, the Shastai brought the Korban Pesach, they used to say Halal also. In Gomru, if they finished saying Thou Halal, Shana they said, did it a second time. Vim Shana did finish a second time, Shilesha did it a third time. Afalpi, even though Shileshul Shumi Meim, it never happened that they had to do finish it a third time. Yav Yudam Yudis says, Meim Shakash Lish is the time of the third group of Yidin that came in to bring the Korban. They did not even finish one time up to the part of Halal of because by the third calf there were not that many coming in there, so therefore they did not take that long to say the Halal. They finished by and the reason why it was so little because the rest of the Am was Zoriz,
that they wanted to be from the first ones coming in to bring the carbon. So nobody used to like to wait until the third kas. So therefore, the third kas had the least of all of them.
Yemishneches kimaseyo b'choyol kach maseyo b'shabbos. The same way they brought the carbon Pesach, if Erev Pesach came out on the choyol on the weekday, the same way it was done, if Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos. Elo, the only difference would be is shekahanim madichem es hazara, the kohanim would wash out the floor of the hazara, the Beis Hamikdash, on Shabbos, sheloi kiritzoi chachomim, not according to the will of the chachomim. As the chachomim held, you're not allowed to wash off the floor on Shabbos. And even though it's hadoch klinim of zon yisa shvus, and usually all the klal is ain't shvus by Mikdash, but mikomokim, this was shloi brotz chachomim, because not every shvus is mutter in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Gemara says loshen of shvus tzricha tiru, shvus shena tzricha is lohetiru. So if the Chum did not like this idea that they were washing off the floor on Shabbos, Reb Yehuda says kois hoye mamale midama terubais, like on the floor was full of blood of the dam of the Kabonis, so they used to fill up one cup of blood from the dam on the floor, and with this cup of dam, he would zorkoi zrika achas agave mizbeach. He would make a zrika, throw the dam on the mizbeach. The chum did not agree to this. The Yehuda goes to Shitos and holds that we have to be afraid that the kohanim made a good kabbalah sadam. They first makabel the dam in a kli, and now the dam may be spilled down on the floor, and they didn't get around yet to make a mice zrika. So now, if you would catch that dam and make a zrika now, it would be kosher. The Chum said that it's no good because they hold there are a lot of other dams that fall on the floor. That's not for a zrika. Therefore, that little bit of dam will be bottle bereif, and therefore it doesn't apply. It won't help to make a mice zrika now. The dam of this carbon is bottle bereif, and all the other dam, the blood that's there. And if you dissect it, that mimimim is not bottle. Or the thing that the oilah gabim mizbech is not bottle. Therefore, as long as there's a drop of blood that spilled out from a kli that you made a kabbalah sadam, and your kohanim did not get around to make a zrika yet, they could be out to the zrika now with this one case. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita.
Yeah, Mishneh Tes. Ketzad toilin umarshitin. How did they hang like the Korban Pesach after they made the shchita? To umarshitin means to take off the skin, to skin it. So unkulu yoyis shal barzel hoy kvuyim bak solim, there were metal hooks that were kavua that were set into the wall by the Beis Hamikdash, uva mudim, and on stands that was by the place of the by the shechita place in the Yazara. Shebehen toilun mashitim, on these unkulus, on these hooks made out of metal, they would hang up the korban pesach from the back of the feet. And the mashitim, they'll be able to skin it, take off the skin. Let's say it was all full already. All those hooks were used already. There's no more hooks left for the other people to skin off their korban pesach. So what they had then was makalos dakim, small staffs like wood, chalokim that was peeled off, smooth. Hayusham were there. They put this wood, this beam, like a cross from your shoulder to your friend's shoulder. They would hang the Korban Pesach on this beam, on this makol staff, umashit, and then the other kohen, the other person would come there, and he would skin it, take the skin off the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Elazar says, what's going to happen? Let's say Erev Pesach comes in on Shabbos. So now is the question of muksa. See, holds in the case, you're not supposed to use this staff. This staff was muksa. And therefore, rather, if there's no more hooks left, the next phase would be maniach yod yalkesa chaveroi. You put your hand on your friend's shoulder. The yad chaveroi ksef, and your friend would put his hand on your shoulder. And betelu, you would hang the korban pesach on your arms, umashit, and then they would come and skin it in order not to be over the yisra muksa on a Shabbos. And even though, again, ain't shvus b'migdash, but since it's efshir to do it otherwise, we're not mati to do it, to use the staff, this muksa dika staff.
Mishnah Yud, karol Voitzire Muruf, they like ripped open, after they took off the skin of the animal, then they cut it open, and they took out Etzemurim, the insides of it, that the chalopim, the fats, that's supposed to be makriv on the Gavya Mizbeach. Nisonai b'mogis, they gave that to an ogis, means they put them on, the emurim, these fats, in a big pot. That's called Nisonai b'mogis, into a big pot. Now, v'ektirim on Gavya Mizbeach, and they were makter it, and they put it on top of the Mizbeach. Yotetzo Kasri Shoina, now the first group of people left the basin, left the Azorom, the Yashful of Harabayis, and they waited on the, in the Harabayis. Meaning to say, let's say her face that came out on Shabbos, so they're not allowed to carry home the Korban Pesach. So they had to wait there till the evening, till Mitzvah Shabbos, till Yom Tov. So therefore, the first cut would go out and wait in the Harabayis. They would wait there with the Korban to go home by evening. Shniyo, then the second group came in, and they did their avodah, and then they went out and they waited b'chayil. That's in the right outside the wall of the Beis Hamikdash, and the chaymes right outside the Ezras Noshim. Vashlishes, then the third group came in to bring the Korban Pesach. Them kaimim and they stayed after they got finished doing the avodah in the Azor itself. Chosheicha, once it became evening, came with Soy Shabbos ready Yom Tov. Yotzo, they went home. V'tzolus Pesachim, and then they first roasted the Korban Pesach. Because the Tzli is not doing Shabbos, you cannot do this on Shabbos. The first able to do this on Mitzvah Shabbos. Yeperek Shishi. Mishnah. Elu Dvorim BaPesach. These are the halachas about a Korban Pesach. That Deichin is a Shabbos. Like we said, if ever Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. What part of the Korban is Deichin Shabbos? Shchitos, you're allowed to shech the Korban on Shabbos. Uzrikos Adom, you're allowed to make his Rikos Adam on top of the, on the Mizbeach. Because the Zman Kavua is Erev Pesach, not the Shabbos, it could be Derech Shabbos. With Ashram Sukkim, but Moyadoi, that Pesach is Derech even Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says, Umichu Kurovov, you let it take the insides out and wash them off, clean them out. Niku means clean out the insides of the animal from the perish, from the junk that's inside it. Because if you leave it there with the junk inside it, it'll start to smell and run away, and that's not covered for the kochim. So therefore, Michu, you let it clean out the krov of the insides of it, and the hek the chalav of, you let it burn the chalav, you let it put the fat on top of the mizbeach. And even though the burning of the fat is kosher kol alaylo, but still there's a klal of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, since the mitzvah starts right away b'yayim, after the shechita, you're allowed to burn it on Shabbos, in this Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Avo, but Yosoi, that the Bailam takes the meat home and roasts it, that's not Derech Shabbos, since you can first roast it Mitzvah Shabbos. The Hadochas Krovav, and washing off the insides. There's Roni Matthew to clean out the insides, take out the perish, take out the junk. But later on Mitzvah Shabbos, then you'd wash it out. Washing it out, that's not that important, they could wait till nighttime. Therefore, the washing out of the insides, that's not Derech Shabbos. These things are Einom Deuchenes Shabbos. These things are not Deuchenes Shabbos. Harkavosoi. Let's say you have to carry the Korban. Harkavosoi. Or else you want to carry the Korban on your shoulders through a Shusrabim to the Azara. That's not Deuchenes Shabbos. Or else we have Vosoi Mechusa Tchum. You want to bring it from outside the Tchum, inside the Tchum. Or else we Chatichas Yabaltoi. You want to cut off a ward, a yabel, a little growth that's on the Korban, and you have to cut it off, because otherwise it makes the Korban for a Baal Mum, and you can't be makir of a Korban that's a Baal Mum. So these things ain't Deuchenes Shabbos. These things are not Deuchenes Shabbos. Since it was possible to do these things before Shabbos, that's the klal, and our version was possible to be done before Shabbos, it's not Deuchenes Shabbos. However, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar Shittur is Deuchen. These things are also Deuchenes Shabbos. Seals, even Machshira Mitzvah is also Deuchen Shabbos. Even though it could have been done before Shabbos, still is Deuchen Shabbos. Mishneh Beis. Omer Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says like this. Waloi dinu, really have a kal v'chayim here to say it should be Deuchen Shabbos. Ma'im Shchita. Let's look at the Shchita of the Korban, Shim Mishum Locha. That's an Issa D'Raisa on a regular Shabbos. It's an Av Malocha to make a Shchita. Still Deuchen is a Shabbos now that Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. There's the mitzvah to bring the Korban Pesach. You're allowed to be over in the Yisrael of Shchita.
l'shem the korban pesach. If so, elu, these things are just carrying it. Shem mishum shvus. It's only nisa drabon. There's no issa derais over here. Takavosoi and avosoi, because there's no issa carrying a balchai. It's only nisa drabonin. Is lo yitchus hashabbos shun, for sure you have a right to do these things, to carry it, to bring a chusat chum on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Elazar's svara. Now this omel lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says back, no. Yom tov yachich. Let me bring you proof from a regular yom tov. I'll bring you proof from yom tov. She'atiru by mishum locha. That on yom tov oichol nefesh is muta. You'll not shecht an animal on yom tov with tzarech achilas yom tov. But v'yasa by mishum shvus. There's an issue with the Rabbanon on Yom Tov not to take an animal chutz l'tchum, or else, there's, even though the to bring it chutz l'tchum is on the Rabbanon, but since you could have done it before Yom Tov, it's not Deich HaShabbos. So you see on Yom Tov, even though the Shechita is Mutta, but to bring it chutz l'tchum is also. So the same thing should be an Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Omo lo Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says back to Yeshua, Maza Yeshua, like what are you telling me? Maraya Rishus le Mitzvah, what's the proof from a Rishus to a Mitzvah? In other words, the person has to eat on Yom Tisoni Rishus, is not the Ike Mitzvah. Mashenke and Aloch of a Korban Pesach, that's a Mitzvah. So if so, maybe by the Korban Pesach, since it's a Mitzvah to bring it today, even the carrying of it should also be Mutter. How could you say the carrying of it is a Shus is also? Heishiv Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva came back to answer now to Rabbi Elazar. And he says like this, Heishiv Rabbi Kiva now. V'yama, Hazor Tochich. Let me bring you proof from the Indian of Hazor. We know if somebody's a Tomei Mace, he can't become Torah unless they sprinkle on him from the Mayim, from the Paraduma, V'yam Shlishi, and V'yam Shvi. So Lachar is, let's say Yom Shvi, Shalai comes out on Shabbos, Erev Pesach. So we say he's not allowed to make Hazor to make himself Tor in order to bring the Korban Pesach by night time. That's called Hazor, to sprinkle on you. The Mei Chatis, which is only Nisad Rabbonin, is not Deich HaShabbos, even though it's a mitzvah. So we keep ourselves again, Hazor, sprinkling on you from the Mei Chatis, Techir should bring a proof. She mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. The Mishum Shavus, it's only Nisad Rabbonin to do it. V'yena v'echad Shabbos, still you're not going to do it on Shabbos. Is Avata, you also, Rabbi Elazar, Al-Titamu, do not wonder, Ar-Elu, how come the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to carry the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, even though it's only Nisa Shavuos, because Chai Nois Yisatzmoy, still it's also. Shavu P'Shei Mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah, the Korban Pesach, V'hei Mishum Shavuos, it's only Nisa the Rabbonim, still the Halacha should be, Lo Yitchu Es HaShabbos, it's not Deich HaShabbos. That's Rabbi Kiva's Kasha back to Rabbi Elazar. Omar Le Rebblezer is back and says, no, V'yole Ani Dan, on this goof I have a kasha. On this itself I'll make a kava chayma. To say what that even Hazor should be doing Shabbos. No, Rebblezer argues on Hazor. He says like this, Umayim Shchita, Shi Mishum Malocha doing Shabbos, Ma doing the Shchita the Korban Pesach, which is a pure Av Malocha. So it's doing Shabbos. Hazor, sprinkling the mechatas upon a person at Sunday, if the seventh day is on Erev Pesach now Shabbos, she mishum shvus on Nisad Rabbonin, and then isn't it a swore to say for sure, Shadrech HaShabbos, shouldn't be Drech HaShabbos. Shabbat Zolz, you can't bring me proof for my Zor, because Hazor HaYolz is Drech HaShabbos. But this Amul Rebbe Kiva says back to Rebbe Lez and says, no, Oy Chilif, let's say the opposite way around. Ma'im Hazor, she mishum shvus. Eidu Drech HaShabbos, just like Hazor, I hold is not doing Shabbos. You cannot do it on Shabbos. Maybe Shchit Tishim Mishum Loch in a ditch like Titchus Shabbos. Who I did maybe cannot shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Omar Lo Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says back, Akiva. According to you, Rabbi Akiva, now or Karta Mashikosa Batorah. You're going against what the Torah says. You want to uproot what the Torah says. The Torah says Beinu Abayim Bo Mayadoi at its right time. Meaning to say, we darshin Bein Bachol Bein Shabbos. That the Korban Pesach is brought on Yud Dalet B'Nisan, whether it's a Chol or whether it's Shabbos. So how could you have a Kiva tell me from a Kal V'Chomer from Azor that it's not going to be Derech Shabbos? Omar Loi Rebbe, meaning to say, Omar Loi means Rebbe Kiva said back to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe,
Hove li moyed leilu kamoyed leshchita. Like, bring me a rye. The pasuk did not say the word moyadoi by hakavosoi or carrying it, like it says of ashchita. True, as in svara, even shchita should not be derech Shabbos. Just what can I do? I'm asking. The pasuk says moyadoi that the shchita could be done on Shabbos, but that's all. It only says miyadu to get to the shchita, not what pertains to carrying it. Since you could have carried the animal here before Shabbos, it's not doicha Shabbos. But sheker, the shchita cannot do before Shabbos. The shchita has to be done on Yudalit, and if Yudalit Erev Pesach is Shabbos, therefore it's doicha Shabbos. And now the Mishnah ends off, klal amr of kiva, kiva says a klal, that kol malacha shev shalasayisim Erev Shabbos, any malacha that could have been done Erev Shabbos before Erev Pesach, and the Derech HaShabbos is not Derech HaShabbos, like the Machshirim, the carrying of the korban, that's not Derech HaShabbos. But Shechita, the shechting of the korban, Sheyef Shla Soysim Erev Shabbos, that you cannot do before Shabbos, that has to be done on Yudalid, that is a Derech HaShabbos, that is a Derech HaShabbos. But that's why we hold Allah like Rabbi Kiva, that only the Shechita, like the Mishnah starts off, the Iker Avoyd, the Shechita, the Zerika, the Michui, that's Derech HaShabbos, but the carrying of the animal that could have been done before Shabbos, that's not Doicha Shabbos. You cannot do that on Shabbos. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Eimosai mevi chagigi imoi. When is there a chiv, like, or when could you bring a korban chagiga, which is a shlomim, with the korban pesach? Means erev pesach and yudalid. When is there an inyan to shechtach korban chagiga then also? So Mishnah says, bizman shubo bachil, when yudalid benis and erev pesach is in the weekday. So therefore, you can bring a korban chagiga because on Shabbos the chagiga would not be derech Shabbos. The Taira, this man, the Klal Yisrael is tor when they bring the korban. So therefore, they can bring the korban chagiga also. Uve muet. The main thing is that the korban pesach does not have enough meat in it to feed all the people. There is a small amount of meat for all the people that were appointed upon this korban. And the locher is really supposed to eat the korban pesach at night time b'soiva, when you're satisfied already. So therefore there was an inyan to bring a korban chagig on Erev Pesach, in order that at night time first you start eating from the korban chagigah, and then when it comes that you're satisfied already, then you'll eat from the korban Pesach. But the Mishnah says, there was a man shabu b'Shabbos, but let's say Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so then even though the Pesach is doicha Shabbos, the shchita, but not the korban chagigah, it's not a chayiv to bring a korban chagigah. Hu adin b'mruba, Uvetumah, let's say that the korban pesach has plenty of meat, you only have a small amount of people appointed on this korban, there's plenty of meat to eat from the korban pesach alone, then also there's no purpose to bring the korban chagiga, because you'll eat from the korban pesach until you become the seiva, all from the korban pesach itself. Uvetumah, or else let's say rov with the tzibur is tumah, and the locher is tumah is hutra b'tzibur, but that's only a heter for the korban pesach, not for the korban chagiga. Therefore, in these last three cases, the locher is ein mevini moy chagiga. You cannot bring a korban chagiga with the korban pesach on erev pesach. Again, whether either at Shabbos, or else when Klai Yisrael is tamei, or else when you have enough meat for the korban pesach alone. Because if you can bring another korban, just come the day nicer, you won't be able to finish it all. So therefore, it's an inyan not to bring the chagiga, just eat from the korban pesach. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet, Chagiga hoy sabo min hatzayne min abokar. If you do bring this korban chagiga on Erev Pesach, it could be brought whether it's sheep or whether it's cattle, it could be bokar. And also min akvosim from sheep or min izim from goats, min aschorm whether it's a male or min anekemus whether it's a female. V'nechelis l'shnei yom v'layla echad, a Mishnah knows that has lot like a regular shlomim, that it could be eaten for 2 days, and one night. Your Mishnah Hey, HaPesach Sheshochatoy Shalei L'Shemo B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach Yudalad Benitzin came out on Shabbos, so he said you have a right to bring the Korban Pesach, but here instead of shechting the Pesach L'Shemo L'Shem Korban Pesach, he shechted it Shalei L'Shemo. That's it L'Shem Korban Shlomim. So the Korban Pesach is possible. The locher is chayiv olav chatev. He did this b'shagig. He didn't realize it was also to do it on Shabbos. So he's chayiv chatev. He was mechal of Shabbos b'shagig. What's going to be b'shar kol hazvochim she shochton l'shum pesach? Let's say any other
korban that you shechted on this Shabbos now l'shem a korban Pesach? So it depends. If it's a korban and type of an animal that was not fit bechlal to be a korban Pesach, let's say it was in a cave or was 2 years old, was made from bokor, then chayiv yechayiv chatis because you're mechal Shabbos. But v'yim ruin hayim, let's say it was from a seh that was only a ben shana, a zohar, that was fit to be a korban Pesach, and you shechted it now, it was really a korban oyla or a korban shlomim, and you shechted l'shem a korban Pesach. Sir tzemachleikis, Rabbi Elazar mechayiv chatis, Elazar old still yechayiv chatis, because l'mayis it's not a korban Pesach, it's a korban shlomim, and you have no right to bring a tray on Shabbos, that's called you being mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua pointed, Yeshua says the chiddush, he says no, you're part of a mechatis. There's sidra toye b'dva mitzvah. Like you think you're doing a dva mitzvah today, and really there is a mitzvah of the Korban Pesach today. So even though you bring the shlomim now, which is possible for Korban Pesach, but still he holds your potter from mechatis. And here is considered like also k'tzas mitzvah, because the ma'aseh, this Korban shlomim that you brought, it's a kosher korban, because you're not allowed to bring it on Shabbos. So therefore he holds your potter from mechatis. So Mishnah says, Omar Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer says back to Yeshua, Ma'im ha-Pesach, Shemot l'shmoit, let's see, regular Korban Pesach, if you shechted l'shem Pesach, on now Shabbos, Erev Pesach, it's mutom, kishashinu as Shemoi chayiv, but if you shechted Korban Pesach l'shem Shlomim, so the Pesach becomes posel. It's called like you machal Shabbos, yichayiv achatis, if so zvochim, shein asurim l'shmon, if you stam take a Korban Shlomim, and you shechted l'shmon now on Pesach, Shabbos, Erev Pesach, you'll be chayiv achatis. If so, kisheshinu ha-shemon, when you change the name now, when you have in mind, tishech this korban shlomim now, l'shem Pesach, ain't no din, isn't it a svar for sure to say sheichayiv? And since you're doing it now on Shabbos, and this korban is not doyach Shabbos, that you should be chayiv achatis, so how could you, Yeshua, hold your potter? So Mishnah answers back, Omola Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says back to Rabbi Eliezer, Lo yimomata b'pesach sheshinu l'davar osar. Here there's a big difference. When you take this korban Pesach, if you shechted l'shem another korban, the reason why you chayiv achatis is because you shechted for a davar, that's also to do on Shabbos. There's no hetter to bring your shlomim on Shabbos. So therefore, since you shechted this korban Pesach l'shem shlomim, that's why it's awesome. But Yom, if you want to tell me my case, that b'zvachim sheshinu l'davar muta, all the kabbonis that you shechted it now, l'shem a korban Pesach, that really is mutter to bring a korban Pesach today. So even though you're not allowed to bring these other kabbonis, but that's your Yeshua's svara to say that since you're toye b'dva mitzvah and also k'tzas mitzvah, you're potter from a chiyav chatis. Omar lo Rebbe Lezer, Lezer still says back, a murei tzibu yachichoi, let's say the emum of a korban tzibur should be a proof. In other words, you're allowed to bring to a tamid on Shabbos, which the Emurim Shaboy is mutter to be makriv on Shabbos. Shein Lator l'shmon, yilara be makrivit l'shmon l'shem the korban, it's kosher. But yilara bring the tomel of the musafin on Shabbos, but the ashechid l'shmon chayiv, if you shecht another korban on Shabbos, l'shem the musafin, l'shem the korban atomid, you'll be chayiv. So, Omalor Vishuva says back, Lo yimomata b'murei tzibur sheishlam kitzvah. You can't bring your proof. That the korban atomid, there's only two korbanos atomid you bring on Shabbos. One in the morning, one in Bein Arbayim. The musafim, there's only a special amount. That's all, no more. So therefore, once you brought it, you can't say you bring another one. You toyer, you're still being oisig in dvar mitzvah. But to yom of a Pesach, mashenka by korban Pesach, shein la kitzvah, there's no set amount to how many korbanos could be brought. Like no Kleisel has to bring a Korban Pesach. Therefore, it's possible that therefore you have your Yeshua Svar to say that since you're Isaac in a Korban Pesach, even though you made a mistake and brought a different Korban, since it was brought the Shema Pesach, you'll be potter from Mechiv Chates on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir says, Af HaShercha the Shema Murit Tziva Potter, even if you shecht other Korbanos on Shabbos, the Shema Korban HaTzibur, also yells you potter. However, we do not pass like Rabbi Meir. Mishnah Vav. Shachatu shnalach to the shecht korban Pesach again on Shabbos. Shalei lemuyev. You had a mind and not for people that eat it or not for people who appoint it. So korban is possible. Or else la reilim without a bris milah to me a person's tummy is chayiv. because the korban is posel, yichayiv yimachal Shabbos. What about loichlo shalok? They have a mind, people that could be, people cannot eat, so korban is kosher. Lemnuyah shalok, lemnuyah, lemudum larelim, leterm lo tmeim is potik, because the korban is kosher. Shechot of nitzah balmum, you found out the korban was a balmum, so chayiv, you should have checked it out beforehand. Shechot of nitzah tray for the seisa was a tray for inside, you couldn't check it out before, it's potter. Shechot of nitzah shemosh kabayim as yodam, you shecht and you found out later, the owner retracted from the korban, so now you can't bring it. Oy shemei, so they died. Oy shenitlo, they came tamei. Is potter. Why? Mefnei sheshachat tov shus. At the time you shechted, you thought it was a kosher korban pesach, so it was mutter to be brought on Shabbos.